Thank you, Mr. Vice President, and thank you to all the panelists for important remarks. I think, as we have heard, protection risks linked with conflict and violence are driving and aggravating humanitarian needs, including food insecurity. In turn, lack of food and other life-saving commodities will lead to increased exposure to the risk of facing violence, abuse, and deprivation. The most vulnerable groups, including women and children, are often the hardest hit. Sweden welcomes this opportunity to discuss how we collectively can break this cycle and address protection risks. We are committed to contribute to the centrality of protection through our humanitarian assistance. Addressing and mitigating protection risks is a priority for Sweden. Humanitarian interventions that we support should contribute to actively preventing violence and abuse, reducing the vulnerability of affected population, and strengthening their agency. Sweden is also committed to advocate for more donors to provide flexible and multi-year funding, which we believe is enabling contextualized risk mitigation, consultation, and response. We are also committed to advocate for respect of international law and standards. We are convinced that identifying and understanding protection risks remains fundamental to effectively protect the affected population in the first place. We are also convinced that identifying risks helps us to provide a better targeted humanitarian response while at the same time reducing further escalation of acute needs. A shared understanding and analysis of risks and threats also enables various actors to design multi-sector programs to increase the capacity of communities to overcome threats and ultimately to change behavior of those that are responsible for the threat. It's an opportunity for humanitarian actors to increasingly work in complementarity with development and peace actors and to collectively deliver on protection outcomes. Communities and affected population, including women and children, must be part of decision making at all states of humanitarian action. And we are looking forward to continue discussions on how states and donors systematically can incorporate protection risks into strategy and programming to inform policy, funding allocations, and actions. Thank you very much.